clearly, world famous concert pianist, lies in his bed, talking.
To move them, but I can't. Why? Who are you? Why don't you leave me alone? Why do you talk to me? Making me weak and helpless. Let me go, I tell you. Let me go.
No.
I must get up. I must.
Go now.
I'm all right, I tell you.
What?
You left over your mic?
So. Correct. Possibly. That's why I cried out.
Morgan, you haven't been the same ever since you were killed in your father. Why don't you tell me what's wrong?
Please, Helen. Go back to your room, please. Don't worry about me.
But, Morgan.
Please do as I ask.
Daddy,
I'm trying to understand. I don't know the way.
That is mistake. But you don't want to tell me what's troubling
me. There's nothing troubling me.
My nerves are on edge. Good night, Helen.
Goodbye.
I wanted to tell her, but how could I? How could I tell anyone about this thing that haunts me while I sleep? This being that's ruining my talent as a musician, whose voice I hear when I sleep. This invisible being that really is possessing me, urging me to destroy instead of create, urging me to kill. Of course you didn't.
No one
has said. I can tell what they think by the way they look.
It's not.
It's true. It's...
No. I've never done it. Not even for a moment.
Why did you say I'm playing as I used to?
Nothing happened. I didn't mean anything by that remark except that you appear better.
And my music sounds better.
I never lied.
Yes. He has come here for 2 nights.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Here, myself.
Why don't you go on?
I will. You hear that, Helen? That's the way Greece meant his music to be played. Yes. And listen to this. It speaks of the strange terror and mystery of life. There is trouble with that cutting before.
I can't.
Oh. Well, only what you want. Because I can't play
now. You haven't been touched. Darling, you've hardly touched the piano.
That's not why I couldn't play. He must have
second time that you spoke.
Helen, there's something I must tell you. I must tell someone, or I go mad. Perhaps I am. You remember the cable I sent you from Rio de Janeiro?
Yes. You said the kites didn't go.
It gave one of the worst performances of my entire career. It was late that same night that the first note.
Note?
The presence of another being. Close.
Another being?
Yes, an invisible being. It was he who made the place a bed.
Oh, yes.
I know it's some strange, fantastic, real heaven. This thing seeks to dominate, to possess. It came first in my sleep. Lately, I've begun to feel its presence, even in my waking hours. It controls my actions like a hypnotist controls his subject.
Go on.
It doesn't speak to me directly. It merely repeats my words. It will fail, and I fight to resist, and I can't. Yes, I'm afraid it will, and I'll... What? That's right. It's near us now.
Here?
Yes, yes, can't you feel its breath?
Look there, look.
It's a curtain spook. He's in here, Helen. In here.
Not in the window.
No. It's invisible being. He came in through the window.
Look. That thing is gone. That's nothing but the wind.
No, it's him, Helen.
Sorry, Marshal. What's the matter?
Hello. Protection.
No. Why don't you answer me? Why are you holding out your hands as though? No, Martin, don't touch me. For heaven's sake, don't. Then let yourself, Martin. Martin, wake up. Wake up! Martin, listen to you. This is the deep breath of you. This is going wrong. You must come out. Let's go away from my father. Martin!
Don't draw away from me, Helen. I won't come. Helen, come back. Come back, Helen. The invisible being urged me to appear. We're all. Is there such a thing? Or am I mad? Could it be? Yes, I will make the test tonight. Why do you torment me? Why don't you ever let me sleep? Or am I sleeping now? Am I dreaming? Up, I must open my eyes. I must. Not a single drop on the table or on the floor. The glass was empty when it fell.
Sanctum Mystery will continue in just a moment.
Well, friends, let's return to tonight's Inner Sanctum Mystery. Let's see, where were we?
Oh, yes.
Martin Corelli, obsessed with the thought that an invisible being is torturing him, makes an experiment and discovers evidence to strengthen his strange belief. We find him in his room, wandering over the evidence he has just set on.
No doubt about it now. I must find a way to destroy this thing. I must kill it before... Here. Oh, you came back again. I never heard your voice before while I was awake. Who are you?
You.
Tell me your name. What is your name?
Orla.
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 Oh, then you do understand when I speak to you.
Yes.
Why have you never spoken to me before?
I did not choose to.
What do you want with me?
I thought you knew.
Oh, I imagine all sorts of things, but I never knew. What do you want with me?
I will come to you when you sleep. After each minute, you will be more and more under my power, until finally you will become my complete slave. Do it as I will.
Your slave?
Yes.
Where are you now?
Sitting here, in the chair near your bed, waiting for you to go to sleep again.
I will not go. Awake until you leave. I'll never go to sleep again as long as I live.
We shall see. I have great patience. What are you doing?
Going to light a cigarette.
Put that match down.
Oh. What?
Put it down, I tell you.
No. I lit it.
Put it down.
Oh. Oh, you can feel fear. You are afraid of the flame.
Stand back. Come near me.
I found your weakness now. You fear flame, fire. Now we shall see who is in
trouble. Don't come near me.
Cut. I put a match to them and they go up in flame. There. There. See the fire. You cannot get through the window now. And the door is locked. I have you trapped. You hear? Trapped.
You cannot destroy me.
Then why are you afraid? Why?
Let me out of here.
No. See, I like it. Now I have a sword. A weapon against you who have so much power, but fear the flame.
Don't touch those sheets.
You, somewhere in this room, you whom I cannot see, you who attack men in their sleep, command them to do your horrible business. You are the living spirit of evil. You seek to have men destroy each other so that you can conquer the earth.
Let me out of here. Let me out of here.
How many men have pleaded for mercy from you? Do you think I will show you the slightest mercy now? You shall be destroyed here. No. You will not escape through this door. I will back out holding my blazing newspaper before you. You're right. Please, like old clothes, soak them in kerosene, drop them in front of the door, put a match to them. Helen, open the door. Open the door, the house is on fire.
What?
Hurry, will you? The house is filling with smoke and flames. They're spreading rapidly.
Yes.
Are the servants home?
Yes. They're on the other side of the house. They're all asleep.
Where did the phone?
In my room.
Mm-hmm.
You? Mm-hmm. My
husband. Oh,
yes. He was in there. The invisible being. The horror.
What? Oh, no.
Helen, try to understand. Helen, come back here.
Help me.
We'll try to be. Explain Dan madly about the house. By this time, the blaze of purgatory. Tongues of fire. Red, yellow, orange, blue. Flames leaping high in the air. Light in the dark night like a huge, magnificent torch. That side of the roof is crumbling between the walls. A pounding flame roars on the ground. Suddenly the whole shot begins to stop. In a moment it comes crash to the ground. Funeral fire, a monstrous, magnificent funeral fire. And in it, he who hated and feared the flame is burning. He, my prisoner. The invisible being, the horror.
I want you to give me.
What's wrong?
That's the only way you can
do it. You saw the paper, then. You know what will happen to my friend.
Darling, Richard. Will you need medical attention?
Medical attention? Then you believe me. You think I'm insane, don't you? Don't you?
Where'd you come to
it? Yes, there was a time when I thought I was. But now I'm certain I'm not. It's a week, a full 7 days since our house burned down. And I haven't felt a fall in me once. I tell you, he was real, Helen. This invisible being was as real as you or I.
Yes. But if that's the case, then you have nothing to fear. The doctors will examine you and find you not.
Oh, Martin,
don't you see? You have everything to gain by surrendering.
Right. What difference does it make? The only thing that really matters is that your whole life is dead.
Yes.
Do you feel...
What is it now?
Never mind. I'll do as you ask. I'll give myself up. Could you go down to the lobby and wait for me? I'll only be a moment.
All right.
Is it you? Yes. And you are not dead?
No.
It was all in vain.
All in vain. You cannot destroy me. Why do you hesitate? Why don't you go down and join her? Give yourself up.
That's what you want me to do, isn't it?
That's the only thing you can do.
No. What is it? There is one other alternative. I made up my mind about what I do if you live through that fire.
You are going to destroy yourself.
Yes. I will not be what you are trying to make. I will not be your slave. I'd rather die.
Well, Let him put that gun away.
Don't try to stop him.
Let him. Let him.
I had to. I had to.